This is the Crimson and Cream podcast. Alongside me is my co-host, Josh Irvin. How are we doing, Lil Irv?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We got some stuff to get to. Sooners basketball lost a tough one last night, a one that they really needed. They lost to Kansas 67-64. They went 4-17 from three. The three-point shooting, man, continues to kind of be a main problem for OU. Kansas was a little better, going 8-17. Abaji for Kansas went scoreless in the first half, but had 10 pretty crucial points at the end of the game. And yeah, they're kind of in a deep hole right now. Or if they're 2-4 in Big 12 play and they're 8th in the Big 12 standings.
Yeah, they need to turn it around or it's not looking good for the Big Deaths.
Yeah, it's not. They got
Tanner Groves to hit some of those threes.
Man, they got the schedule's not getting any easier for Oklahoma too. They got Baylor coming into Norman Saturday, traveled to Morgantown. And then you got the SEC battle with Auburn, who is currently ranked number 2 right now. So it's not an easy stretch for the Sooners.
What a brutal month for the Sooners. I mean,
I believe it's 4 of the last 5 games have been top 25 teams. So that's brutal.
Yeah, West Virginia doesn't get any easier. They just played with Baylor last night too.
Yeah, I believe they're 12-3, so they're not. I mean, they could easily be ranked right now.
The Big 12 is stacked, dude.
They are stacked. It's there's no argument. It's the best basketball league in the country. Oh, you got grit and grind each and every game. There's no easy games in the Big 12.
No, that's why they need to win those close games that they're losing. They should have won in Fort Worth on Saturday.
They should have. That was an ugly game. That was just, man, they went on an eight-minute stretch of, like, no scoring, which, man, that was a brutal game in Fort Worth, a game that they kind of, like, needed to get back on track before they played Kansas, but that was not helpful.
Yeah, you got to win the closest to the Big 12.
You do. That's important. Keep it on the basketball side of things. Thunder and the Spurs are playing right now. Spurs are up 102-78. You got a minute 27 left in the third. So it looks like another Thunder loss. Checked up on
that's good.
That is good. We're getting ready for another lottery pick. I lost track of how many picks Thunder actually have right now. I'll have to go look, but I think there's got to be 20 plus.
Maybe getting that top 3 pick.
Man, they do. That'd be nice. Football side of things. I saw a tweet. The Sooners put something on the billboard, DTS, which means defend the standard. So that's something to get pretty excited about.
That was cool.
I like that too. And they also put a dart emoji on Twitter. So maybe that's saying something about Jackson Dart maybe potentially coming to Oklahoma. That would be big. I believe Dart, he was with BYU. He had a schedule with BYU today, and he's still down to OU and Ole Miss for his choices to play next season.
Yeah, he'd be a good addition. He's a young guy that can really sling it.
He is. He's a pocket passer. I believe he's a 4-star coming out of high school. Really talented guy. And he played as a backup role for USC, but later on that year, you could see the talent, like, surrounding him. It's a really, really special kid, and he's young. He's young, too. He's a guy if he came to Oklahoma, he can build around Jeff Lebby, and Jeff Lebby can work with him and stuff like that. It would, too. That's something that, man, Oklahoma, we haven't really seen a quarterback battle, I guess, with Molshue. Lincoln, I guess, when he
claimed there was one.
Man, with what was it, Austin Kendall and Kyler Murray, I guess there was this what a joke, man, this huge quarterback battle. He was saying that he couldn't make a decision until the season opener. But I think everyone knew who OU's quarterback actually was. Lincoln just didn't want to say anything about it.
He's too private. Opens it up.
I do too. And that's a thing too with Lincoln. Like, you didn't really see him out and around in Norman. He kind of kept things, like you said, private to himself. like, especially his family too. They're all private, not much talking to the media, not much going out and talking to, like, Sooner fans and stuff like that.
I feel like USC fans aren't going to like that, because I don't think that it's been like that there.
It is weird too. Yeah, like, if you watch that, like, press conference in USC, like, everything about that is just strange and just weird.
Yeah. It's all acting over there.
It is acting. And let's see what else. Our boy Ty Darlington, who played a, like, an analyst role and helped out quarterbacks for Oklahoma, he's heading to Florida to be the quality control guy alongside with helping with tight ends. So, good for Darlington. Heading home, back where he's from. He was a former Sooner center with, I know for sure, Baker. I believe he played a year with Trevor Knight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he was here that year Trevor Knight won the Sugar Bowl.
That, yeah, it could be.
Quarterback.
Yeah, I believe that's right. And
for some reason, I thought I saw that he'd been here as far as player and coach for 10 years.
That,
is that accurate?
Yeah, that could be right. So, what was it,
2012.
Yeah, 12, year, 13, maybe. 14, around that range. But, yeah.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, staying on.
From USC.
Oh, I'm glad he did that, too. I had a feeling, Ty Darlington wasn't about that. He wouldn't do something like that.
I saw he announced that yesterday, and I thought, oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I saw the tweet that said he didn't put the school yet where he's going to, but no, yeah. I was really hoping it wasn't going to be USC.
Looks like we traded him for that Lee Davis recruiting.
Yeah, the lady who helped out the recruiting with Florida. I've heard a lot of great things about her, so that's another great addition to.
I feel like that's probably a pretty good trade.
It is. I would take that trade. And, yeah. Yeah, speaking of recruiting, got Cale Gundy, Todd Bates, Jay Valea, and cornerback's coach, Brandon Wall. Wall, who's at
Alabama.
He is a from Troy. He was a former he's on the Sooner staff earlier in his career, but then he went to Troy. I believe he's the defensive coordinator at Troy. I could be wrong, but he's going to be the cornerbacks coach. I saw him out recruiting too. So recruiting's big right now. You got all the coaches going to, you know, different places. So all the players.
I saw Beatonbo was like in Texas at a basketball game.
They're watching. I can't think of the name right now. They're watching someone hoop. I believe it's one of the Sooner targets for on the football side of things. But
Venables with the plane. I heard he was
having he had a private
dark guy in Utah.
Yeah, I've seen Dart in Utah. He had that private plane. Saw him tweet that out. That's pretty sick to look at. And
that'd be nice to fly in, wouldn't it?
That would. You should have asked us to go. We could go help recruit or something.
Yeah. Surely we know what we're talking about, right? We have
a podcast. Surely get a free meal.
Yeah.
Maybe Brent say, hey guys, here's a few tickets for next year. Go have some fun.
Yeah. Here's a couple suites for you.
But yeah, the recruiting, so that means everyone's stuck at home with Jerry Schmidt going through some workouts. He's kind of during this time, recruiting's big, so coaches are going everywhere. So that means the strength and conditioning coach is back home with the guys. So that's not you get better, but that's some brutal workouts you're going through.
Yeah, from all the former players' tweets, I don't know that I want to be a Norman right now with him.
I don't know if you could pay me enough money to go through a Jerry Schmidt workout.
I obviously don't work out, but
I feel like before the workout started, when like the constant yelling, I would probably just go out the door and leave.
Yeah, the video that of him talking gave me some goosebumps.
It did. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Give you guys some content had something to do with messing with Schmitty in the summertime, which was
messing
pretty cool. Here's what Schmitty said.
Sorry, listen, this is our first time.
Appreciate you guys. Same time tomorrow, okay? Stack another day off.
see Braden Willis that his high school workouts were worse than anything he did at OU?
Man, that's – yeah, I did see that. That's saying a lot what Benny – who was it? My bad. Benny Wiley, what he did at Oklahoma, he kind of felt like he was kind of a strength and condition coach, so it was just all show. He kind of just wanted to put out video content. Instagram. Yeah, let everyone know that we're working. But that's saying a lot. Go ahead.
I don't think Smitty even has a Twitter or Instagram account.
So I saw Smitty has a Twitter, but I saw the last tweet was in 2013.
Yeah.
I was about to say, because Smitty doesn't seem like a guy who would have Twitter and posting videos. I don't know if he has a phone. He may just have a flip phone from back in the 80s.
Yeah, they claim that quarterback
had a flip phone. I did see that. Yeah, he used a flip phone like all season.
Did you see that him after the national championship game?
Man, that was something, wasn't it? Which I don't understand the scheduling. He scheduled an interview the day at the morning after he went to Natty. I believe it was at like 8 a.m. Gosh, why would you do that to a freaking national championship quarterback? Man.
He announced he's coming back.
I did see that too. So that'd be interesting. So that'd be a little quarterback battle in Georgia because you got what's his name? Healthy. Oh, we did see that. Yeah, I think he is, actually. He could. He entered yesterday, so there it is. Yeah, so maybe he obviously knows that Stetson Bennett's team and he wants to go somewhere else and see if he can play.
Trying to get a package up for Caleb Williams.
I've been hearing a lot of that Georgia stuff around Caleb Williams, but, man, I don't know if he'd really, like, fit in with that system. I feel like he wants to go to that LA West Coast.
Yeah. Playing that weak conference.
No defenses. The Pac-12 went. I believe it was 0-5 in bowl games. So that's not pretty. And let's
see. What about Rattler to South Carolina?
Man, that's something, isn't it? He's got Stogner.
Shane Beamer,
man. Man, good for him. The way he kind of turned around that South Carolina program around. Yeah, they made a
bowl eligible. I think they won the bowl game too.
They had the Carolina rivalry between they went up against North Carolina. They won the Mayo Bowl. He got some He got some mayo on top of the head.
Yeah. You think if Williams would have announced right after Lincoln was leaving that Rattler would have stayed?
Man, that's interesting. I don't know because I don't really know the relationships between like how they are between Rattler and like Lincoln and Caleb. Like I don't really know like how close.
It seems like all year that Lincoln was on Rattler's side of things.
I know, and then later on it's like. Well, it looks like he's on Caleb's now, so they don't really know what to expect. Because obviously, like Spencer Rattler, he didn't play like his best ball, but he wasn't playing bad ball either. But I mean, I feel like he kind of got had a long leash. Like Lincoln gave him a long leash.
Yeah, I was on the Rattler side just because I didn't think the offensive line was playing very good.
I was too, and
he's not fast enough.
Yeah, I feel like guys like us, we see things around that. Like it's not just a quarterback play. Like they had, like you said, that offensive line wasn't too great.
Williams was the smarter play because he's quicker and could run.
It looked like Williams saw decisions quicker. So it'll be interesting to see what Williams does, but I feel like a lot of us, a lot of Sooner fans are kind of just waiting to move on from this and just waiting to see what decision Caleb makes and just go with that.
He'd just go ahead and do it. Just announce it and we can move on.
I do too. And I want people to understand that you have Dylan Gabriel, you could get Jackson Dart come in. I mean, those are two guys that are like good enough to win you ball games. Like, you don't have to just have more than good enough. So,
and the true freshman coming in is a stud.
True freshman, Nick Evers. Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch. You could actually throw him in the mix for quarterback battle. You don't know how well the freshman's going to come in and play, but he's got every right to go out there and win a battle.
What a cornerback room that'd be, Jackson Dart, Gabriel, and that kid.
Man, that'd be something. Right. Man, Calvin, another name, Ralph Rucker from Waco.
Walk on,
man. He looks solid when you look back at his film from high school. Obviously, he's not like the top target you want at quarterback, but he's still a solid guy to like have in the quarterback room.
What happened to the Penn State transfer?
Well, as of I know, he's still there, the Bowers kid.
Yeah, but he got beat out by the walk on.
Yeah, but I saw him in the picture in the quarterback room after the Alamo Bowl. So yeah. I haven't heard if he's leaving or not, but man, that's someone that's a solid QB. He lost a job at Penn State. I don't know if he really even was in the mention for starting quarterback, but he left Penn State, came to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think when he came to Oklahoma, he didn't expect to, have the starting job, so he didn't mind being the backup and, just being in that quarterback room. But Jackson Dart, I don't know if people saw, but he's at BYU today. And OU and Ole Miss are on his list, so maybe you can throw BYU in there too. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You got Dart and Trigg. Looks like they want to follow each other. So there'll be a chance that Dart and Trigg, if Dart decides to come to Oklahoma, looks like Trigg would be the extra one.
Yeah, it seems like they're definitely staying together.
I believe they want to keep that tandem going. They looked, just based on watching some USC game, it looked like Dart liked to throw Trigg's way, just a big body tight end, and go up and get it. I do too. I know. Man, I'd be, because Marvin Mims, he had an interesting season, to say the least. There'd be games where he wasn't really in the mix of like receiving and stuff, but later on he kind of picked it up, finished with 700 yards. The year before he had 600 yards, 9 touchdowns. So man, that's a big piece to. It's a good thing you saw his tweet that he quoted, said something about Smitty and the workout. So it looks like he's dedicated and ready to go. So that's good. That's great news.
That's big.
Yeah, speaking of the workouts, man, they just started workouts. What was it? Tuesday. Man, it sounds like the culture is changing because based on seeing that, that tweet of Jerry Schmidt, he's kind of like the close coach right now with all the coaches having recruiting going on, so he's kind of the one like holding down the fort, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you could not pay me to do a Smitty workout right now.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But that's just brutal. Just looking back and like you said earlier, just hearing what some of those former players having to say. And, man, another thing to get into, Josh, our boy Baker Mayfield just had surgery on his shoulder yesterday. Man, that's brutal. He was – that dude, he's fighting it all year long, shoulder injury.
Yeah, I wish he would have just went ahead and got the surgery before.
I did too, but you know the type of guy Baker is. You cannot get him out of a ball game.
Oh, Baker.
Next year's a big year for six. He's got, we just hope for a speedy and healthy recovery, but Browns fans want to see Baker back to himself, back to full strength. So, you just got to stay behind Baker if you're a Browns fans, because he's a guy that, won you a playoff game last year for the first time in, however long. Can't just go away from your quarterback like that.
Yeah, I think he'll have a good year.
I do too. He's got all his pieces come back. Looks like Donovan Peoples-Jones for sure. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, that roster looked dangerous at the beginning of this year.
Hollywood Wiggins. Austin Hooper's a guy that, man, he really needs to pick up. He had a lot of drops this year for the Browns.
Yeah.
He's not looking like he's one of the highest paid tight ends, and he didn't really look like it this season.
Yeah. Poor Tyler didn't have a good day yesterday.
Man, he didn't. He struggled all day long with L.A. Like, man, it was like from the get-go.
That defense is pretty rough.
Man, it was rough. It was in the backfield all day long with Kyler.
Yeah.
They went, man, I forgot what the score was when Kyler, they were on the 2-yard line. Kyler drops back. He had someone behind him. It looked like it was about to be a sack for a safety. And Kyler decides to throw it up, gets picked. Dude runs in for a yard, and it was a pick six. I believe it was the shortest pick six in NFL history. So that was a crazy. Not a good idea. Kyler really wasn't in any great positions all day long. It's kind of it's real frustrating because I believe to end the season, the Cardinals lost 4 of their last 5. So coming into that playoff game, they were not looking, not looking promising. That is a good LA defense. And that, man, Arizona defense could really stop LA at all. I feel like Stafford could do anything he wanted back there.
Who's LA got next week? The Bucks?
They got the Bucks. They travel to Tampa Bay, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be
Tom Brady action for Aaron Donald.
Yep. I'm surprised it's not more, but it's Tampa Bay -3 right now for that Sunday matchup.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
I am too. I'm just because it really wasn't, you didn't really have to point out against Philadelphia and the Eagles, but Tom Brady's missing. He has been missing a lot of his key guys to throw to the last three or four, the second half of the season because Mike Evans was banged up. Godwin's out for the season.
Yeah, Antonio Brown walked off the field.
Antonio Brown walked off the field. He wanted all the attention on him.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
But, yeah, that Sunday match will be fun. 49ers-Packers will be fun. That'll be at Saturday at 7.
Saturday game.
I am too. Packers at home. It's probably going to be freezing in Green Bay like usual in playoff time. Aaron Rodgers knows what to do in those weather conditions.
Yeah.
Bengals Titans a little interesting. Yeah, like you pointed out, you see the Titans coming up on top of that one.
Yeah. I think with a healthy Derrick Henry, it's be hard to pick against the Titans.
I do too. And I feel like if it was at Bengals, I may switch that a little bit because watching that atmosphere when the Bengals were playing who was it last week? The Raiders. Man, that atmosphere was just going crazy for their first playoff game.
I
do too, man. Him and I know. Him and Jamar Chase are starting some special things in Cincinnati.
LSU duo.
Yep, and then Bills Chiefs Sunday at 5:30. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
That's Bills. Bills by 30.
Bills with the upset in Kansas City.
Bills win the Super Bowl.
Bills win the Super Bowl. Heard it first from lawyer of Josh Allen's getting his first Super Bowl win.
That'd be their first Super
Bowl. It would. Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, they're one of the few teams that didn't have one. Yep. Yeah, I'm not like that Bills defense. I like their great offensive line.
Man, they played awesome the other day. They scored on all 7 drives.
Yeah, what was it? It was you call it the perfect game. You score on every drive, a touchdown every drive. You don't punt. So they played a perfect game. That was the first time that happened in NFL history, it said.
That's pretty
cool. That is nuts if you really think about it.
Yeah.
You don't stop a team once in, 4 quarters of play. You can't really win much ball games doing that. But going back to the Browns and Baker, I don't know if you saw this, Josh, but Baker told the surgeon to leave the chip on the shoulder. Man, that kind of –
dangerous for the rest of the NFL.
I read that tweet and I kind of got – little goosebumps going. Man, that was freaking awesome. You'd love to hear that from Six.
Yeah. If he starts playing like that, getting the swagger back, I mean,
that's what Browns want to see.
He could get paid.
He could. I mean, I'm sure he makes some good money for his rookie contract, but yeah, he would love that big time. That big time contract for quarterback.
Yeah, he needed to play a little better this year.
He did. That just just banged up each and every week and just refusing to not sit out. You gotta love that, but then you also gotta look at your, like, hey, you're the franchise quarterback. Can't have you, like, not healthy each week. Not saying Case Keenum's even any better, but you would love to have six back there, but not when he's not healthy.
A healthy six.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
Oh, you softball preseason one.
Preseason one, Paddy Gasso, keeping things going. They got, man, I believe they got almost every single girl returning in that starting lineup. Everyone came back for their COVID year, so, yeah, preseason number one. Things are looking.
Like they were freshman loaded, too, last year.
They are freshman loaded. They had a great. I don't really follow up on. It's kind of hard to follow up on softball recruiting, but I believe they got, a lot of the great players in, like, the state of Texas.
Yeah, I usually watch about Super Regional time.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, it's kind of hard to, you don't really see softball on. Other than I guess, Valley Sports, the new Fox Sports Oklahoma, you can say. You can find games on Valley Sports for softball, but you don't get the big-time games on ESPN.
Yeah,
and
the Cowgirls ranked number three.
Rank three, you got Oklahoma loaded.
I'm here lately.
They have. They do. It's becoming. Yeah, softball didn't used to be like a rivalry, but it's kind of turning into one right now since both teams are in the top 10.
Yeah, both made the World Series last year.
Both made the World Series. Now, Paddy Gasso has her fresh, loaded, new stadium, which. Obviously, she's excited about it. She completely deserved that.
Oh yeah, that's a big deal. Pictures look awesome.
Yeah, we like to call her the Nick Saban of softball. That's how she runs things in Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be.
Yeah, that's big time.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to get ready for some games at the Hall of Fame Stadium at the Sooners. It looked promising to make the World Series again, but it'll be. Fun to, if they make it, to go down to the Hall of Fame Stadium and go watch them some more.
Yep. They got that place looking good, too, Hall of Fame Stadium.
They do. I went to – did you go to one last year?
No, I didn't.
I went to one last year. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Man, that place
did
you just
– to the finals?
Yeah, we saw the second game of the finals. So the Sooners went down. What was it? They lost the first game. One second game, one third. So that second game was big.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of people there. And, man, they need to do some updating to the Hall of Fame Stadium with, man, like concession stands and stuff, because that was just ridiculous.
I haven't been there in forever, but I just drove by the other day, and I didn't know that they had already added that. They added a bunch of seating, didn't they? I mean, probably.
They added a few more sections. Dude, they just need to, that concession stand stuff. You can't get a drink to save your life.
Yeah, I went to the Men's College World Series. That was pretty sweet.
That's one of the bucket lists you gotta go attend.
Old Vanderbilt and extra innings and pretty sweet.
Yep, it was. And just giving you what's to come for going back to basketball this year. Baylor this Saturday. Baylor's ranked number five. They were ranked number one for I think it was back-to-back weeks college basketball, but they got the Baylor Bears. I believe that next Wednesday they travel to Morgantown.